Well, last night in Albany at the MVP Arena, Iowa's Caitlin Clark put up another sensational performance to carry the Hawkeyes to its second straight Final Four. The Hawkeyes superstar guard finished with 41 points and 12 assists as Iowa knocked off defending national champion LSU with a 94-87 victory. Top-seeded Iowa, 33-4, will play Paige Beckers in UConn in the national semifinals Friday night in Cleveland. The Lady Huskies defeated USC 80-73 last night to advance to the Final Four. The other matchup Friday night will be at 7 p.m. as the number one South Carolina Lady Gamecocks take on number three NC State. Meanwhile, in local NCAA Division III baseball, the Plattsburgh State men's baseball teams went cold at the wrong time over the weekend as they were swept by Suniac Power Cortland by the scores of 6-3, 12-1, and 3-0. Plattsburgh has fallen to 11-7 overall and 2-4 in the Suniac. The Cardinals are scheduled to go to Potsdam today to play the Clarkson Golden Knights at 3 o'clock. There's no high school sports going on in the North Country, except there was a couple of scrimmages yesterday in boys baseball. Well, at least the Beekmantown Eagles are enjoying some nice weather down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and the Eagles will take on Andrews High School at 11:30 this morning, and then on Wednesday they'll take on Pike View at 4:30 p.m. We'll have all the results of the Beekmantown Eagles' annual trip to Myrtle Beach tomorrow morning. Major League Baseball regional scores from yesterday. The Yankees beat the Diamondbacks 5-2 to go to 5-0. The Mets lost again 5-0 to the Detroit Tigers in 10 innings. The Red Sox hammered Oakland 9-0. And Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros no-hit the Toronto Blue Jays last night 10-0. For NBC FM Sports, this is Steve Chris. Back to you, Woodhouse.